The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Mr. Clemens, I need to know exactly what the professor was working on.
There was some deep code he needed to study, and given the approach of the Chinese New Year, he said that he would prefer working on the code of the Trojan back in Baltimore.
So, to what do I owe the honor of dining with the chief medical officer of the Boulder Bar Rehab and Assimilation Center?
How about your medical release?
Commander, my business with the Council has been completed. I shall be returning to Alternate 310 to coordinate the threat assessment from Rage.
Are you looking for a specific piece of information?
I'm looking for the status of Prisoner 310.
Well, well, well. The Federales have arrived.
Nice to see you too, Hernandez.
We did find one thing in the fridge. The receipt from the restaurant. And the cashier code, it belongs to the waitress we interviewed. Management says she didn't come in today.
We're going to need a complete background on a Wang Chun Wei. Pyramid, what's up?
Did you happen to catch the news just now? Now you have a problem.
What do I tell my family? And now, episode 59, Turkey and a Hawk. I wasn't expecting Daddy's release to be orchestrated so soon. I think he'd want more time to assimilate himself in Turkey before staging his release.
I suspect that after spending time in the Latumis penal colony, he had had enough. At any rate, there will be a short period before he actually comes home. I'm sure government agencies are lining up to claim him for debriefs.
So this is where we play them against each other.
Yes, everyone will claim that he's not theirs, and no one will believe what each has to say. He turned himself into the American embassy. Since he had no papers or ID, he might be there a couple of days while they sort things out.
So how did the press get a story if he's being held by our embassy?
Someone must have leaked the story.
Gee, I wonder who that someone was.
I haven't the slightest. At any rate, you need to be ready to deal with your family. You are going to have to be just as surprised as they are.
I know, and that has me a little bit worried. Kelly and I are a lot alike. She's going to be a tough sell.
Being a paralegal, she's very familiar with the legal system and might find this whole Turkish prison thing a bit, how do you say, fishy.
If she has the slightest uneasiness about this, she'll dig until she has answers. Daddy always thought she was the one who'd go into law enforcement.
I'm sure you'll be able to handle it. In the meantime, I understand that you might have a lead with the Lin case.
Let me guess. Nelson.
Spying is a specialty of his. He tells me that a waitress might be involved and possibly a driver.
I just now left. Never mind. I stopped trying to figure that man out. Yes, we're running a background on her and the whole staff. My biggest fear is that Rage took him. His skill sets, as I know them, aren't unique. There are plenty of other people in place that can do what he does. I'm still not convinced that he didn't glean something from Secure Data Corps when he was on their system.
If he did get something, then it stands to reason that one of many governments would want to know what he had.
But according to Secure Data Corps, he was closely monitored and only had access to the malware. They're running a keystroke log now to make sure. O'Neill should be contacting you soon in regards to the waitress background check. I'm assuming you'll be handling that.
That is correct.
All right, now that we've cleared that up, who is the secret prisoner I've been hearing about that your people time-warped and put into Latumis?
I assume you're referring to Prisoner 310. His true identity is a highly classified secret, above even me, I'm afraid.
And your brothers?
The Controller is aware of his true identity, I'm sure. When the time is right...
And it is. He could be the key to this whole Lin thing, and maybe even the impending invasion.
We don't know that, but you're right. We need to find out. I'll keep you in the loop.
Well, let's hope we're not too late. Call me cynical, but I had a hard time believing that Pyramid was out of the loop on this Prisoner 310 thing. And why 310? That's the IDF code for our planet. Is Prisoner 310 from here? Who would be so valuable that his identity would still remain highly classified after Rage took him out of prison? I don't know of any highly visible person missing, especially in the last few years, who would be of any benefit to Rage. I had a very uncomfortable feeling that we were all going to find out sooner or later. Knowing my old partner as I do, I'm sure that he was thinking the same thing. I decided that as soon as I got back to the office, I would have O'Neill send out a message to Jim on the matter. It would be a couple of days before I'd hear back. but he'd at least get my message by this evening. I knew he wasn't up there just rehabbing. That's not Jim Barnes.
Hey, I see you're already here.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. Hey, I want to thank you for including me in this room search, Mr. Perkins.
Well, it was your detective work that uncovered our mole. I understand that you've been medically cleared.
Yeah, finally. Can't tell you how good it feels to get back in the saddle. Officially, that is.
I hear you. Now, let's see what our friend Gleason left for us.
Wow, surprisingly clean. You know, maybe he isn't a Hongan after all.
Since it's just the two of us, we'll do each room together, just for evidentiary protocol.
Start with the bedroom.
Lead the way. Oh, not what I expected.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say maid service beat us here.
If it wasn't for the fact that the room was sealed right after his arrest, I'd agree with you.
Well, there's nothing on the walls, no photographs anywhere. Other than these few clothes, there's nothing. Not even a Gideon Bible.
A what?
Oh, sorry. Forgot where I was for a second. Nothing in these drawers but the minimum of clothing.
Same here. Closet is full of uniforms and a few civvies. Let's check the bathroom. Well, this is interesting.
Hair dye. So, Gleason was coloring his hair? I thought about doing that once.
What stopped you?
Small circle of friends. They'd know, and I'd never live it down. Women can get away with it. For them, it's fashionable. For men, it's called vanity.
But for Hongans, it's concealment.
Of what? Their old age?
Blue hair. Hongans have a rare recessive gene that causes a blue tint to their hair. This hairbrush has a few strands on it. We'll bag this. Maybe the lab could determine if its natural coloring is blue. The ancestral DNA match will be definitive, but it could be weeks away.
And if we can convince Gleason we know that he's been dyeing his blue hair, he'll know we got him.
It just might be enough for him to change his song.
His song? Oh, his tune. I think my translator needs an upgrade.
All right, let's finish sweeping the apartment, and then I'll get these hair samples to the lab.
Excuse me. Bonds.
Jim, it's Nate. Can you meet me at our favorite watering pit? I've got some news that might be of some interest to you.
Watering pit? Oh, watering hole. Yeah, sure. I'm just finishing up at Gleason's place. I can meet you there in, say, about 45 minutes?
Sounds good. I heard some scuttlebutt over at Scully's last night. I'd rather not talk about it over the phone, though.
Not a problem. See you then.
Cool. Thanks.
Mr. Hawk, Ed Haynes, Department of State. Welcome back.
Mr. Haynes, I don't mean to be rude or terse, but you're the third official here to meet with me. If it's all the same to you, could we skip the formalities and just take me to whoever is high-ranking enough to get me home?
Your old friend, Mr. Pierman, I believe. He said to tell you hello and that he's looking forward to seeing you again.
Pierman? So you know him too?
Why, yes, Mr. Hawk. Pierman and I go way back. I believe he subcontracts with the Baltimore Police Department. Your old stomping grounds. I met him when I worked with the GSA.
GSA? So what did the government supply agency have to do with evidence storage?
Nothing, really. Our warehouses weren't too far apart. We knew each other socially. Would you mind following me? Right here, please.
Noise-canceling device.
Sorry for the ruse earlier. One can't be too sure around here. There are bugs everywhere. Now, let's start over. Ed Haynes, IDF.
Now I can truly say that it is a pleasure to meet you, Ed. So what's our plan?
John certainly didn't give us much time to pull this together.
Well, I guess I can assume some of the blame. I need to get back in the game as soon as possible. We discovered that Rage is planning some sort of attack on Earth.
So you've decided to stay on as an IDF agent?
Just until this Rage matter is cleaned up. Once we're out of the woods on this one, I may hang it up. So, what's our next step?
We're going to get you on a MAC flight back to Andros.
MAC flight? Please don't tell me I'm flying a bone shaker back. Why couldn't I just use a local stip?
Because we have to publicly document your return. And don't worry, you're not riding in a C-130. We've got a nice C-5A Galaxy with a first-class passenger pallet. You'll be riding in style. You'll depart tomorrow evening at 2200 hours. In the meantime, I've got a lot of official channels to go through. I've got a sat phone here for you to call home. I'm sure your family would love to hear from you.
Kelly is the one that has me a bit worried. If she doesn't buy her story, she'll dig for the truth. It'll be like a junkyard dog on a soup bone.
I wouldn't worry too much, Horace. We have a lot of people in place to make it convincing. Now, as for your story, here. I've taken the liberty of preparing your official statement on the circumstances of your arrest and details of your imprisonment and release. Now make sure that you know them and that you're prepared to discuss them if necessary.
Fine. Now, how about something to convince Kelly?
You've been gone 5 years to her. She's going to have a lot of questions, I'm sure. Study your packet. Don't deviate. We've sent the same packet to Kate's supervisor, O'Neill. That way, Kate will have the same story. She might be a useful tool to convincing Kelly.
When will the full story hit the news?
There's already been a report of a missing detective being found here in Ankara. Pierman saw to that. We're releasing a full statement tomorrow morning, so it should be on the midday news back home. I suggest you make use of your sat phone, so Kelly and the other family members don't get blindsided by this.
Well, it's after midnight, so it's being released today. I'll call her after I've had a chance to go over these scenarios you've prepared.
I've got a small room prepared for you. Sorry it's only a cot, but have to make it appear that we're unprepared for your visit. Good luck.
Thanks. I have a feeling I'm going to need it.
Well, looky here, the happy couple.
Happy couple? Me? With him?
Well, at least you have good taste in men.
I prefer the taste of more muscular humanoids. They are much leaner and less fattening.
Okay, then. It's nice to see you two are still getting along. So what's the news?
Waiter, a nice Earth Irish Ale for my buddy here. The skipper Sheena and I took the Mercury out for a shakedown cruise. Sheena picked up some rage chatter.
Oh, what kind of chatter?
Fighters were escorting a rage shuttle. They were talking about special cargo.
We thought at first they were just making a contraband run of weapons or units. But then we heard them refer to the cargo as 310's number two.
We didn't think much of it until they used the term prisoner.
Prisoner? 310? Are you sure it was 310?
You want to go to Latumis and ask them? I'd be happy to drop you off.
No, I'll take your word for it.
But number two, what do you think that means?
Well, to me, it means assistant or second in command. Like Wi-Fi is listed as number two.
So maybe this 310 is some sort of warlord.
Maybe he's a regional governor or leader of some kind. But why are you so interested if it was 310 or his number two?
It's just that I received a communique from the IDF not 5 minutes ago. It was from Kate.
My favorite agent.
That's because she's a female. Any female is your favorite.
You might have a point, Sheena. You're female, and you're my favorite Jubatan.
You'd better be glad that I've already eaten, first mate.
Sorry, Jim. What'd she have to say?
Well, just that there's a lot of talk about a prisoner 310 on Latumis. Some speculate that the whole rage invasion of the penal colony was to secure 310. Now, apparently, they've secured his number two. With all the talk about invasion, I'm betting these two might have something to do with it.
Maybe they're forming some sort of alliance with another army.
It's hard to say. Thanks. Whatever's going on, it's just gonna have to wait for now. You gotta get these while they're cold. A toast to good friends.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Now arriving, pad Bravo 17, command stick 1.
Sir, welcome home. It's good to see you again.
Ginger, I trust you've kept everything here running smoothly in my absence?
Well, I tried my best.
And my brother, was he able to make it today?
He sends his regrets. Business on the other side has him tied up.
Well, I suspected as much, given the business with Wagner and the stip and Wi-Fi.
I'll drive you to the comm center. Mr. Pierman is expecting your call. Do we have any idea yet which Earth Zokar is threatening?
Nothing substantial. We have speculated that our side would be the logical target, given the fact that he directly threatened me, and we are, of course, headquarters for the IDF. But again, it's all speculation. John informed me that Kate is investigating a missing person, a Professor Lin.
Yes, sir. Evidence suggests that he was taken by either our side or someone with access to a laser pistol. Agent Hawk, along with her former fellow SIS officers, discovered a waitress at his favorite restaurant is also missing, and she, and possibly a delivery driver, were the last to see him. We're running backgrounds on them now.
Excellent. What's the progress on Horace? Has his release been announced yet?
Only that a former police officer turned up at the embassy in Ankara, claiming he was being held in a Turkish prison for the last 5 years. Our contacts there will be releasing his identity within the next 24 hours.
Sounds like everything is falling in place.
The comm link to Mr. Pierman is set up. I'm sure your brother will be glad to hear from you. Martin State, standing by.
I'm here, Ginger.
Stand by, sir. Here's your headset, sir.
Thank you, Ginger. John, how are you?
Simon, it's good to hear your voice in real time. I was quite concerned for your safety in the hands of that maniac Wi-Fi.
I appreciate your concerns, brother, but I did not feel overly threatened by him.
I know you two have a history reaching back before his injury, but nonetheless, you were in peril as his prisoner.
I believe he wanted me alive, perhaps as a bargaining chip. Fortunately, the rescue attempt was quite successful. Now, as a matter at hand, have you any new information on the missing professor or our suspects?
Nothing yet. The other side's records only go back 2 years on the waitress and delivery driver. Professor Lin's records are complete and do not raise any red flags. We're awaiting DNA analysis on the delivery man. We were able to get epithelial cells from the takeout bag. We have nothing on the waitress as of yet.
I suspect both are plants, either from our side or from Rage.
I've never known of a Rage plant here, but there's a first time for everything. Will you be staying here long?
Just a few days, then I'll be headed back to Boldabar. I need to get intel from our people in real time. Perhaps we can meet for lunch tomorrow at our favorite restaurant.
Our usual time?
Certainly.
I'll make the reservations. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, brother.
As I. Thank you, Ginger.
Of course, sir. Your quarters have been prepared. If you need anything further, just call.
Have everything you've gathered on Professor Lin sent to my room's terminal. I need to know why Rage might be interested in him.
What is the status on our professor?
My lord, his indoctrination is proceeding. He is having difficulty accepting his new surroundings.
It is to be expected. We must have him ready as soon as possible. The Supreme Controller is growing restless. The impulse generator is behind schedule. Until we get these two scientists working together, it is nothing more than a concept.
Yes, my lord. We are trying to appeal to his analytical mind. Given the billions of planets in the known solar system, he should expect that several were capable of sustaining life. Our first captor, having experienced time warping himself, was much easier to assimilate.
Continue today for one more time cycle. If he is not ready, we will force the issue.
How will we do that, my lord?
We will introduce him to Nicola. Perhaps being with his own kind, he'll better understand what has happened to him. In the meantime, press on with what you are doing. I will confirm our plan with the Supreme Controller. Our conquest of 310 will not be possible until that generator is fully operational.
Agent Hawk.
I have just spoken with the Controller. He has arrived at our headquarters. I'll be dining with him tomorrow. I'll try to get any updates he has on Agent Barnes.
Thank you. I've been a little worried about him. I sent a message to him this morning concerning Professor Lin and this prisoner 310. Are you sure you don't know who this 310 is?
Just that he was considered a valuable asset.
And like Von Langer, your people intervened because you felt he was a threat to history?
From what I gathered, he was not a threat, but an asset too far ahead of his time. I'm afraid that's all I know.
Or all you can say. I find it difficult that you're not in the loop on this whole prisoner 310 business.
Your tenacity is your greatest asset, Agent Hawk. But in this case, let it go and concentrate on Professor Lin. If I can gather anything new from the Controller, I'll let you know.
Just out of curiosity, Why are you so formal with your own brother?
A cultural habit, I fear. Simon is the eldest, and he is my superior. In our culture, the eldest demands respect from his younger siblings. And we also have a very strict work structure. It's quite similar to your side's royal family structure.
Well, I can tell you that if my older sister demanded that of me, she'd hear about it.
Speaking of which, has she contacted you yet?
Daddy hasn't been identified as the released prisoner. Well, talk about timing. She's calling me now.
Good luck.
Kate, it's him. It's him on the news.
What are you talking about? What news?
A prisoner was released from a Turkish jail. He's been there for the past 5 years. Kate, it's Dad.
How will Kate now deal with her sister? Will Barnes be able to find out the true identity of Gleason, the IDF traitor? Will the true identity of Prisoner 310 be made known? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles Family Reunion.